So I guess we'll have opportunity to explore hearing today. I remember once in Gaia House, I wanted to introduce hearing, but in the morning there was not one noise, nothing, so it was not really meaningful to introduce hearing. Today, luckily, there is plenty of noise. So I want to bring the practical aspect of what I said yesterday afternoon. And when we try to explain how we build the notion of subject and object, through identification, through the sense of I, I have tried to describe it yesterday. And I think it is helpful to understand how we build up this distinction, and that is a useful one. The only problem is when we take it for a solid reality. It is a useful one, a very important one. But in the practice, we don't need to start to try to get rid of everything. The getting rid of something give it some importance, some value. As I have mentioned this sutra where the Buddha said in seeing, in hearing, just hearing, and so on, it is rather by staying close to the experience, by the interest we bring to the experience. If we take hearing, so I can hear that, I can hear the rain, that's fine. But if I just try to hear within me, what is the sound of the rain? Of course, not to analyze it, when I ask a question like that, is then just to settle in hearing, and this fascination for all the fluctuation of the noise, fluctuation of the intensity. And through this interest, this opening to really expand that hearing, and then there's the unity. Then in hearing, there's just hearing. It is because we're interested in the experience itself, not in the rain, how much it rains and so on, but just in the experience of hearing. I mentioned the other day John Cage, who said that he wanted to free the sound so that they can be themselves. So in this sense, it's just that this hearing is just this hearing. We don't need to think about rain. We know it, that's fine. So in any experience, of course, it's the same with bodily sensations. If I can really feel what's happening, by interest, by curiosity, not because I try to get rid of the sense of I, I'm aware also that I don't need to make it stronger. I am meditating. I am hearing. I don't cling to that. I don't make it constantly. But I don't need to bother to get rid of it. Then I get interested into the experience of hearing or feeling bodily sensations or the mental states like calmness. Not I am experiencing calm. I am calm. It's very nice, the meditation is working, I am calm, tranquil, joyful. It's rather really being intimate with the experience, and as a being, that calmness, that tranquility, being that sleepiness. When we say being, is not I am this sleepiness, it's just when the experience opens itself to experience sleepiness, calmness, joy, sadness, impatience, whatever, then that there can be in the experience just the experience. And we feel the oneness of that, and at this time, if we are really intimate with the experience, there is no grasping. Not because we don't want to grasp, because the situation is such that there is nothing that can grasp at something else. For grasping to happen, we need to grasp on something that being grasped. In the unity of the experience, in mindfulness, there is not this space for a grasper to arise, grasping at something. It is a natural way, not because we are trying to fight against grasping. We cannot get rid of grasping by trying to throw it out, because to throw it out, we should grasp at it. It's just by opening oneself more precisely to the present experience. So hearing the rain and not sending one's attention here or there, but just exactly where we are seated. The richness of this hearing, all the fluctuation. So it comes from the simplicity, not because we start to be smart at getting rid of or throwing things away. It's an attitude of relaxation, of opening, of sensitivity, not an attitude of conflict or getting rid of, fighting. The Tibetan Evanas saying, they say, bad relaxation, bad meditation. Medium relaxation, medium meditation. Good relaxation, good meditation. But relaxation doesn't mean to be sloppy, just completely down. That's not relaxation. That's just disappearing. So relaxation is a relaxation of the body, we understand, and relaxation of the mind. What does it mean, relaxation of the mind? It's not a muscle that we can relax. Relaxation of the mind means being free of objective. Not wanting this, not trying to avoid that, that's the way the mind is relaxed. In tune with the experience, one with the experience. Any objective bring some tension in the mind. So practice in a relaxed way. Exploring what's happening right now. With curiosity and sensitivity.